This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Records recently analyzed by Denverite from Denver's city attorney show the city has paid out more settlements in 2022 than it has in a decade. Most of the settlements come from lawsuits from people who claim they were injured by police during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Denver spent almost $3 million this year on police-related settlements, a five-year high that's on par with other similarly sized cities. Colorado residents are being encouraged to get a flu shot along with the COVID booster at the same time and as soon as they can. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The reason, according to infectious disease experts, is because flu season in the U.S. is expected to start early this year, and the severity of illness could also be stronger due to lower flu numbers seen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's UC Health infectious disease physician Dr. Michelle Barron.
We haven't really been exposed to flu in the past 2 years, so our immunity is probably down some.
Predictions are based on modeling and trends seen in the Southern Hemisphere. Flu season hit Australia with a vengeance this year, earlier and in higher numbers than usual. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A national Second Amendment rights group that last month won a temporary restraining order against Boulder County's new gun control rules has filed five more lawsuits in other states. The National Association for Gun Rights is targeting measures in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Illinois, and Hawaii that it says are unconstitutional. The group says its local affiliate, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, are also challenging gun control measures in Louisville and Superior, as well as the state's 15-round magazine capacity limit law. Expect delays on RTD's A-Line train to Denver International Airport later this week. RTD crews are making repairs to overhead electric lines and other equipment tomorrow and Wednesday. Several stations will only be served by buses, which will add to travel time. The A-Line should be back to normal on Thursday. You're listening to CPR News.